listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I didn't know this. Speaking of weight, every pound you lose takes 4 pounds of pressure off your knees and 6 pounds off your hips. A 5% reduction in body weight can result in a 50% reduction in joint pain. Many people think it's a knee or hip issue when it's just fat.
It's just weighing you down.
You ain't made to carry that much.
Right. Speaking of that, Nick, did you join the class action lawsuit against McDonald's because there's no rib in McRibs?
No, I never would have expected there to be any in there.
Yeah.
And that's the answer.
Right.
What's the basis of their complaint? Because it says rib in there? Implies there is some sort of pork product?
Yep.
And I think there is. McDonald's is making the claim there is some sort of
according to the complaint, McRib is actually made from restructured pork, which sounds weird.
Snout.
Which combines cuts of the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Heart. Tripe, scalded stomach, none of which qualifies as rib meat.
It is pork, although I don't think
but it's not rib meat.
That's the best part of the pork.
The lawsuit asserts 16 legal claims, including fraud, breach of warranty, breach of contract, a violation of state consumer protection laws. It seeks to represent the nationwide class of consumers who purchased McRib in the past 4 years.
It sounded like you just listed off the ingredients of a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not called a hot dog. It's called a mixed rib.
What are they going to do? Send $6 to everybody?
But it's a lot of money for McDonald's, though. They have to fight this.
Yeah, and it's also a lot of money for the lawyer that settles the case or the firm.
Nick, when did they invent when was it introduced?
It was invented in Nebraska.
What year?
I want to say the 70s.
When was it introduced nationwide?
70s, maybe?
82. McRib was grown into popular McDonald's most recognizable limited item.
If you're a lawyer for McDonald's, can't you just go in and be like, it says Mick in front of it. Anything.
Yeah.
Mick chicken, that's not all chicken. Of course it's not.
Yeah.
But there's no rib at all in this.
I think the Mick disqualifies whatever is after it.
Yeah, but they're also saying it's the name and the shape that they say would lead a reasonable consumer to assume that there is rib meat in there.
If you look at that shape and think that's actually rib, you're dumb.
Well, it's McDonald's. Look where we're at in the world right now, Nick.
All these animals have the exact same shaped ribs. It's crazy.
There's a lot of dumb people out there. In 2014, McDonald's hired a former Mythbusters host, Grant, how you pronounce his name?
Imahara.
Yeah. To tour a processing facility and debunk rumors about McRib, showing that the patty is made from ground pork, salt, water, dextrose, preservatives, not plastics or organ meats.
Oh, so they were transparent about it.
Yeah, 2014,
yeah,
right.
Didn't you just say stomach and tripe?
And
well,
heart.
That's what they're saying now.
In the morning.
This is the they're saying it's the past 4 years they're trying to get money from the. And this was 2014 when they did the Mythbusters thing on it.
So they've just started using heart and tripe and stomach in the last four years?
Weren't transparent when the Mythbusters piece aired?
That's probably more the answer.
That'd be my guess.
The McRib was basically about $5.63 in December. And it reached as high as $7.89 in some locations. Did you try one, Nick?
I haven't had one in a long time.
Okay.
So whenever I think about having one, once you're there, I feel like you're missing the opportunity to have a Big Mac.
Yeah, something better.
I'd rather have a Big Mac.
Proven.
Yeah.
Isn't every day an opportunity to have a Big Mac, Nick?
I think so.
Yeah. 1 pound is 4 pounds off your knees.
How does that work?
And 6 pounds off your hips. What?
That 1 pound equals that.
All of us know, at least in this room, you put on 5, 6, 7 pounds, you feel worse than you did when you have 7 or 8 pounds off of you. So, and you could feel that everywhere, knees, hips, whatever. Yeah.
You're lugging it around all day.
So I guess it just compounds it, you know. You see it with people that are, you know, everybody can feel that.
Yeah, and you definitely feel different, but I'm just surprised if you lose 1 pound, it's, 4 pounds off your knees?
But at least that's some good news, because usually it's the other way around. Like, it takes, 7 years if you give up 10 calories a day and you'll lose 10 pounds, that kind of stuff. You know, I saw one this morning. It was, if you want to lose 10 pounds in a year, just have 100 less calories a day. I'm thinking, well,
every day?
Well, no, it's not compounding to push, because then you would be eating nothing.
No, but I
day.
Mean, even, I know. Even sticking to having 100 less calories every day.
Right.
I mean, come on.
That's not that much.
See, it's not.
But it's only, but it's only 10 pounds a year.
But I graze too much to really keep track.
Yeah, who can keep track of that crap?
I find it really difficult to keep track of calories.
Yeah, like a crumble cookie.
Right. Unless you're
at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, unless you're super disciplined. And I'm sure there are people who are. And they're probably mostly workout freaks.
Oh, yeah.
No, didn't Walsh say that's how he dropped all his weight, is just counting calories.
Counting calories, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Running.
Which is dumb.
Yeah, he's running. He's a big boy.
And by the way, your math about, you know, 1 pound taking that much pressure off your knees and your hips,
right.
That absolutely backs up what a trainer told me years ago, that like if you're even the slightest bit overweight, running is so bad for you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It is simple physics.
Because of the pressure on your hips and your knees and your ankles.
I see this chick running through my neighborhood. She's a housewife-looking lady, but she's, I'm guessing, 50, 55. And she's not fat or anything, but she's just not really thin either. But she just got this weird gait while she runs. Like she's like, that's got to hurt. I mean, it looks like, and her face is making this pain. I'm thinking, just start walking.
Maybe
bitch.
Try swimming.
Right. A lot of people look uncomfortable when they're running.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know how you tolerate that.
I saw a guy that looked uncomfortable this morning when he nearly ran into the vehicle I was driving.
Huh?
At the red light?
No, pulling in here. I was pulling into the parking garage. There's a stop sign just before that. I wasn't going very fast, and I turned in.
Is that the hugging men crowd?
It was just one guy.
Okay.
And I looked over, and he was just like, he was probably, 2 feet from the car? He was close.
Did he see
Super
you or
close.
Not? Who didn't see?
He
was like a deer coming at you?
When I turned in, yeah. And he was carrying a light. Todd and I were talking about it. I think he might have had the flashlight on in his phone or something.
That's not enough.
But he wasn't slowing down when he was running
You're running in the middle of the damn night. Yeah. And you're wearing dark clothing. Put some reflective material on or something.
Or a headlamp or something.
Yeah, right.
Some sort of light.
Right.
And if you're going to run through where cars could be, I don't. Maybe slow down for a second and see if there's a car coming.
Yeah, for some reason, a lot of the runners like to gather around here. I think they go to that park.
Yeah.
No, there's a trail. Nearby. The trail's right
there. Oh, yeah, and there's that as well.
It's like at the time, the dude was probably running faster than I was driving. Like, he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but here's what you do. You stay on the trail. You don't run the streets. Unless Nick was driving the trail, and I don't think he was this morning.
Not this morning.
You never know with Nick.
Yeah.
You never know with Nick. You take a wrong exit, man.
I usually save that for after the show.
Yeah.
But it's weird how the laws always put the onus on the person driving.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to watch out for pedestrians.
Yeah.
Maybe they should watch out for me. Huh?
Is the guy sprinting? Is that still? He's still considered a pedestrian.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on foot.
Yeah, I guess they're running. They're pedestrians, Nick. You just can't pick them off. I got him with a door, though. Okay, yeah, I love that bit. Well, with that joke ends. But did you miss him? No, I got him with a door.
It would be hard for you to explain to a cop, no, he ran into me. Because they're probably still going to ticket you.
Well,
if he runs into the passenger door, doesn't he run into me?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. There's a situation where you're behind the wheel.
So you're pulling into the garage. I know where you're pulling in from. You're pulling in the garage, and he's coming down the sidewalk right beside the parking garage. So he almost ran right into your passenger side.
Yep.
He wasn't looking?
Was he looking at his phone?
Yeah.
I think he's running as fast as he could.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not full sprint, but he was running pretty quick.
Did he go, whoa?
Well, he put his arms up. Now I kind of wish I would have hit you.
Oh, you got mad at you. Okay.
Yeah, they have a lot of confidence
in drivers. You could put a dent in your car. You could have sold a piece of that, too.
People like that are pretty confident they're not going to get hit. And I don't understand that. Why you don't be careful? Because, you lose.
Every year in every city, there's, you hear that all the time. Somebody just walks the wrong way, just a couple feet off a road, and they get hit, man.
Well, that's why I asked if he was looking at his phone. Because, I mean, just the other day, I was walking through a store, and, like, I had the urge to just plow this. Because she was looking at her phone and walking slow and, like,
Puss
get
wants
the
to plow you.
Out of the way. Just pay attention. You're in the flow of traffic moving.
Oh, yeah.
Just maybe don't look at your phone for 3 seconds and just, wait till you get to the car.
Right.
It just pissed me off.
Yep.
Everybody's looking at their phones and walking slow.
Should elbow her in the back of the head.
I wanted to.
That's right.
I wanted to.
Well, I think Vegas has taken down the number of pedestrians getting drilled on
because of those overpasses. Yeah.
But Phoenix is still bad.
Well, and Vegas has kind of like drunk-proofed itself.
Right.
They have big, there's big barriers in between the sidewalk and the street. And
they do.
Even those overpasses, well, they go, what, 14, 15 feet in the air?
They were the number one per capita pedestrian deaths in the country, I believe, for some years.
Now it's
per
Memphis, capita. Albuquerque, Phoenix, and Jacksonville. Worse for pedestrians, high rates of fatal accidents, linked to aggressive driving, poor infrastructure, large urban sprawl that prioritizes cars over people. Yeah, and all those cities are big urban sprawls.
But don't most of these stories nowadays cite distracted walking as a case where that's why these things happen?
Yep.
People aren't paying attention. They got their head in their phone, and then they walk into a manhole.
Right. Yep.
Or into the side of Nick's car.
Yeah. Oh, I just fell in this manhole.
Yeah. Sir, that's a butt.
Well, we don't all live in a Looney Tunes world? Yeah. There's just open manholes everywhere?
But that's actually happened, Puss. It's not necessarily manholes are open, but the construction sites, people walked in bigger cities, they'll just walk right into a hole.
Or you'll see the shot of somebody who walked right into a crew working on brand new concrete.
Right.
And just walked right into it because they weren't paying attention. Like, I think you deserve a beating.
I think we've all done that. I mean, I've looked at my phone walking the dog sometimes, and I just keep walking, but I'm not really paying attention to where I'm walking. But if there'd have been, like, a manhole for some reason to open up the sidewalk, I would have went down.
I'm sure there are any number of I-fell-off-the-curb injuries because I was looking at my phone.
When I'm walking the dog specifically, I put the phone away because that's a job unto itself.
Well, yeah, my dog walks about really slow. So
yeah.
Stops and pisses and looks around.
My dogs think they've been hooked up to Mush the Sled.
Oh, they take off. Okay. All
right. So keeping a hold of them is, you got to pay attention.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.